Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru. Welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today I want to look at something that I reckon is a pretty big mistake. It's something that business owners get suckered into thinking that they've got to have all these other things before they can start making sales. It's something which we see ads for, we see people talking about, but in the end, it's actually not even needed. I'm going to come to that real soon. If you're not part of our Referral Network Facebook group, I want you to jump onto Facebook, search the Referral Network. In there, every single day, we educate how to get more referrals, grow your business through partnerships, and use your networks more effectively. So what's this thing? What's this mistake that we're talking about? Well, to me, it's doing everything else other than making sales. People go, well, when my brand is right, when I've got that nice logo, when my website is up, when I have this flyer, when I, and the list is a mile long of things that really, they're not even important. So let's break this down. Why does somebody buy from you? Well, firstly, they've got to find you. So that's the first thing. So what activities are you doing that get you seen? Having a website doesn't get you seen. Doing activities is what gets you seen. So whether that is turning up to networking events, whether that is posting on social media, whether that is going and speaking in front of an audience, whether that is creating partnerships. There are activities that get you seen. So that's the first thing that has to happen. The second thing that needs to happen after you're getting seen is that you need to start building an audience. So a fancy website, a fancy brochure, a new logo, branding, that's not going to build you an audience. Having a CRM and a way to get people into that CRM is the most important thing. Once you get exposure and once you can then build your audience so that you can start educating those people, sales starts to become a little bit easier. But again, we do all of these activities simply because we hate selling. Well, if you hate selling, how are you ever going to help people who've got the pain point that you solve? Are you hoping that they're just going to show up, that they're going to phone you, that they're going to email you? I'd love it to be that way. And it's not that they don't want to. Life's busy. It's just not a priority for them. So once you get seen, you then have to create curiosity. So that way, then they start to realize that you have solutions to their pain points. To me, there are so many mistakes that we make as business owners because of what so-called experts tell us to do. If you're just fairly new into business, or if business isn't going along real well, there's only one thing you need to be doing every single day. And that's building an audience and selling to that audience. That's it. And if you find excuses, you find reasons not to do that, then probably business isn't cut out for you. Sorry to be a little bit harsh there. But you need to build an audience, and then you need to be able to educate that audience, and then you need to be able to sell to that audience. That's as simple as 1, 2, 3. In business, marketing, and sales. Sure, there's a bunch of stuff that go around that, but big picture overview, that's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Nowhere in there did I say you need a fancy website. Nowhere in there did we talk about your logo has to be a particular color or a particular size or look a particular way. So we can get caught up and we can waste so much time, effort, money on things that just aren't important. things that just really, bottom line, they're not going to get you the client. Sure, for the person who's 50-50 on the edge, it might do something. But at the moment, they're not the people you're after. You're just after people, full stop. And the quickest way to get people is to build an audience and sell to the audience. So if you were to simply just look, what are the things that I really should be doing? If I'm a new to business, if business isn't going as great as I want, if I want to grow quickly, what are the simple things I should be doing? Well, you should be creating exposure every day so that you're being found. So we do that through our referral partners, through our referral sources, because they promote us out into their networks. We've got hundreds of referral sources. Therefore, we're getting lots of people into our audience every day. We do that through speaking and speaking at different events, having our own RMG network social events that people come to. Because still, the power of being face-to-face builds relationships much faster than online. We utilize our networks. We grow our networks with the right sorts of people. We engage with our networks. We create conversations with our networks. We make sure that we take people from our social platforms back into our audience. So there's just some simple little ways of getting exposure and building an audience. After that, the sooner you educate that audience that you are the go-to, that you're the expert, the sooner you nurture, enhance your relationships, build the know you, like you, trust you factor, the sooner somebody's going to realize that, hey, maybe working with you is a good idea. Somebody can't come to that conclusion until they feel you have the solution to their pain point, and until they feel they can trust you. So if you don't do any educating, then that's going to take a long time for that to take place. So you can speed up the process by having a good education plan for your audience. Then you need to constantly be asking your audience if they would like help or not. So that's very different to selling. See, for most people, they go, oh, well, I've got this program. I've got this solution. We do this thing. Do you want it? So therefore, you come across a bit more douchebaggy than just simply asking, hey, would you like help creating a plan to do this? Sales happens after somebody actually says they want help. And it's not so much sales, it's about working out where is there a fit. See, having a complete system within your marketing makes things so much easier. There's too much talk on, well, should I do SEO or pay-per-click or Facebook ads or go to networking events or radio or TV or go sponsor a trade show? That's like 5% of the overall having the right system in place. They are just simply channels. And if you don't have the right system, you can use whatever channels you want. It's going to be hard. So the nice thing, especially with our partnership club guys, is once you've got the foundations and the structures and the systems in place, you can use any channel you want and it will work. So I want you to have a bit of a think, have a bit of a look in your business right now. Are you pretty much just throwing money at channels, hoping that someone phones you, emails you, goes to your website? Are you focused more on the shiny objects? And I'm not saying that having a strong brand is not important. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it doesn't need to be the focus if you're not creating sales. Creating sales is what needs to be your focus. having the right system is what needs to be your focus. Hey, this is the first time you've joined us. Welcome. Make sure you subscribe either on Spotify, iTunes, find Get More Referrals Today, on our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru, and make sure you jump into our Referral Network Facebook group. Just search the Referral Network on Facebook or click on the links in the descriptions below. Till next time, hopefully that's been helpful, and I'll talk to you real soon. Take care.